Hello, friends. I normally do the joke from the podium because I like to read the joke. That way you don't miss the punchline of the joke. And then I will walk down around during my homily time after the joke. One day a man said to his wife, "Honey, next month will be our 25th wedding anniversary. Are we doing anything special?" The wife quickly replied, "Yes, I'm going to take you to Africa. It is a nice place for vacation and adventures." The man was obviously delighted. "Really? That's great." Then he asked again, "Honey, I am just curious. What are we going to do for our 50th wedding anniversary?" His wife answered, "Well, I will go back to Africa." The man was so confused. "Africa again?" The wife replied, "Yes. Because I have to go back to pick you up." This is just a joke. Oh boy, that was a long vacation. That is no joke. The point of the story is, we all like to take a vacation, right? You know, we are in the summertime. We all like to take a time off from what we do in our routine lives. We take time off and get refreshed and get rejuvenated and energized in our lives, refresh our lives. So we all need time off. Today's scripture reading is talking about the time off in a different way. You know, we all think that vacation is going to some place or resting is sleeping all day. But that's not the true rest that today's gospel is talking about. Rest in the Lord, being in the Lord. In today's gospel, Jesus is advising the apostles, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." Here, Jesus is not talking about the rest, going to the Disneyland and rest, or going to bed and sleep. Here, Jesus is advising the apostles after their long journey of the mission. They were so exhausted. They were so tired. So Jesus is advising the apostles to rest in the Lord by being with the Lord. Dear friends, we all need to take a break. Every day, the six days of the week, we all get overwhelmed by doing so many things in our lives. We work hard for our family and for our children. And every day, a few minutes of our lives, we are called to take a break and being with the Lord, by being with the Lord. Because by being with the Lord gives us the peace and strength to keep going in our lives. And that's what the apostles did. They were so exhausted, they were so tired from their mission. And by spending time alone with the Lord gave them the strength and the peace to continue their mission. So we are all exhausted from our work. So every day, take a break, a few minutes of your time to spend time alone with the Lord, which will give us the peace and strength in our hearts and which will refresh our soul. Because the Lord is the only shepherd for us who can lead us in a right way, who really cares for each and every one of us, who is always sensitive to the needs of all those around us and those all of us. And that's what today's first reading is talking about. Prophet Jeremiah is prophesying how the true shepherd will be. And he's comparing to the leaders of his time in the Old Testament, how they were driving away people by not feeling the sense, by not hearing the sensitive needs of the people. But Jesus is not that kind of a leader. Jesus is the leader who cares for the people, his people, who is so sensitive to the needs of the people, for all of us. Dear friends, we go through so much difficulty, so many hard times in our lives. He is the only one who cares for us as a true shepherd, as we are the true flock to Jesus Christ. In today's second reading, Jesus Christ reconciled all of us through the blood of Christ. Ephesians, letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul is telling us Jesus Christ was the one who reconciled. He was the mediator between us and to the Heavenly Father. So he brought us life. He brought us life for all of us by being the kind shepherd, by being the good shepherd for all of us. So let us come to him. Take a break every day, a few minutes of our lives, and be with him as he is a good shepherd. And Sunday, being the day of the Lord, we come together to worship the Lord. And the word of God is proclaimed. And we listen to the word of God, which gives us the strength as we keep moving in our lives for the 6 days of the week. And through the Eucharist nourishes our body and soul. So how many times we don't give importance to the day of the Lord, Sunday? Sundays, some people, they work hard, even on Sundays, other than 6 days of the week. 6 days of the week, we spend time for us. And the day of the Lord is Sunday, is reserved for the Lord. We should focus our time for the Lord. The Sunday was the day that Jesus rose from the dead. That's why we come to celebrate the Eucharist, to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. And Sunday was the day the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles, and that brought the church to birth. So Sunday is the important day. Let us focus on time being with our Lord for at least for an hour. When we come to worship the Lord, let us focus our time for the Lord by being with the Lord and by listening to the word of God and by practicing the word of God in our lives the other 6 days of the week, and get nourished by the Eucharist for our body and soul. So let us always spend our time by being with the Lord, take a break of our 6 days of our lives, and also on Sunday by being with the Lord as he is caring us as a good shepherd, as a kind shepherd. Let us always spend time with the Lord, especially when we go through difficult times in our lives, especially when we go through hard times in our lives. The Lord is the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Amen. Let us all stand and profess our